What's up, y'all? It's your boy Cafe. I'm back with another one. Let's get into it. So, we all excited because of the Michael Jackson biopic film that's coming out. It's a lot of hype. It's a lot of buzz. A lot of talented people that's going to be in part of this project. And we can't wait to see it. But also, too, we got those groups of people who didn't like Michael Jackson. And they're expressing their feelings about this film that's coming out. One of those guys being Dan Reed, if I'm not mistaken. Now, for those of y'all who don't know who Dan Reed is, he was the guy that directed that documentary film called Leaving Neverland that was on HBO. To where you had two guys on there who was adults that they were saying that Michael Jackson did some things to them. And when that documentary came out, it didn't get the response that they wanted. So now this guy is saying that he saw a draft of the Michael Jackson biopic script, and he's saying it's completely whitewashed and saying that they're trying to cover up and trying to make it seem like that the situations with him and the scandal never happened. This is what he's saying. Now, let's just do real talk here, you guys. We're going to do real talk here. I'm just going to give it to you real and keep it 100 with y'all. This guy saying these things about this buy-up is because he's pissed off, and he's still pissed off about his documentary that came out that didn't go anywhere. And a lot of people, including a lot of Michael Jackson fans, trashed it. They trashed it. They trashed him. They trashed everybody that was involved with it. So he's still butthurt about that years later. So he's going to do whatever he can to try to make sure that the project gets trashed. So by him making these comments, because he's thinking that, okay, if I make these comments, then, you know, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, duh, duh, and they're going to jump on the bandwagon with him. Now, don't get me wrong. We know that we still have a group of people out there who dislike Michael Jackson. Because of all the things that that was surrounding that whole scandal thing. And that's their opinion. They have a right to feel that way. And also, we know that when the film comes out, I would say, put it this way. When they heard about this film, when they heard about the buyout film being developed, and when the film comes out, that we know that people are going to speak out about it as well. And the family knows this. So I don't think that they're trying to cover up or trying to make it seem like, oh, these things didn't happen from what he's saying. I believe, like I said in my first video that I talked about the whole buy-up thing, which is this. Everyone that's involved with this project, when they brought it to their attention about doing this film, that they all made it clear to them. If you're going to do this film to make Michael look bad or to degrade him or disrespect him in any form, shape, or possible, the answer is no. We're not going to be a part of this. And I'm pretty sure Antoine Fuqua said the same thing. If you think you're going to hire me to make this man look bad and make some crappy, shitty-ass movie, nope, ain't gonna happen. Now, of course, as I said, they're gonna have this. I'm pretty sure the scandal is gonna be in the film because it's a part of his life. Now, we don't know what extreme or extent that they're gonna do with it because we're still waiting to see what happens. And then with him saying like, oh, I seen the draft of the script. He saw a draft. All right, he saw a draft of it. That doesn't necessarily mean that he saw the actual script. Because drafts can change, things can change. And I don't think that with this project being such a big project, that they're going to leave the actual script just laying around so that anybody can have access to it. No, I don't believe that either. I believe that script is very confidential. And everybody involved with it is not talking about it, not saying anything about it. So I just think that this guy is saying these things because he's still butthurt and pissed off about his project not going anywhere. And that's okay. You know, you got the right to feel that way. But why are you coming out now to want to trash this project? He's trashing the project because he knows what's about to happen. He knows that this project is about to blow worldwide, and it's going to be a big hit. That's why he's saying things about it. That's why he's trying to trash it. That's why he's trying to jump on it now, because he's hoping that other people who are Michael Jackson haters and dislike him are going to come aboard. Now, we all know that when the project comes out, yeah, those Michael Jackson haters, they're going to say something about it. They're going to talk about it. And the Jackson family and us as fans, we're aware of that. But is that going to stop people from going to see it? No. That's not going to happen either. So So this guy, he needs to just go sit down somewhere, you know, go actually make some real good movies, bring out some good projects that people want to see, and just leave Michael Jackson and that whole thing alone. It didn't go anywhere. It's over with. Move on. Do something else. Because what you're doing is that you're sounding very bitter. You're sounding very angry. You're sounding butthurt. And you sound like a straight up 100% hater. And not only that people are not paying no attention to him. People can care less about what he's talking about. They're like, oh, some people probably know him, like whatever. Then you probably got people like, I don't know who he is. Don't care who he is. Whatever. So get over it, man. Move on. Do something else. Because you're not going to have any type of impact, and you're not going to stop this project from moving at all. So let's have this conversation. You guys let me know how you feel about this. Dan Reed, the Leaving Neverland documentary director, said that he saw a draft of the Michael Jackson buy-up script and said it's completely whitewashed. Do you agree with him? Do you think him just being a hater? Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned.